kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
It started as a collaboration of three different entities: an events management, runway management on the Gold Coast, an emerging designers awards platform, and myself that produce. I've been producing and directing shows in Brisbane. So 3 years ago, we thought, the more the merrier, strength in numbers. And we banded together and formed Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival.
Sa ating panayam ngayong umaga, kikilalanin natin ang isa nating kababayan mula sa Queensland na 3 taon ang nakalipas ay kanyang sinimula ng isang arts and fashion festival kung saan hindi lamang mga Filipino ang kasama na rumarampa at nagiging modelo, kung hindi ito ay bukas sa lahat ng tao, anuman ang kanilang pinagmulan o kultura na mayroon sila, ganun din kung meron man silang karanasan o wala silang karanasan sa pagmomodelo, ito ay maaring salihan nila o kahit sino pwedeng sumali dito. Mga babae man, lalaki o ano pa man ang inyong kasarian, ay bukas ang Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival para sa inyo sa pagrampa. At alamin natin kung paano nga ba nagsimula ang fashion festival na ito sa pamamagitan ng ating kababayan mula Queensland na si Isabel. Ang nagtatag nitong Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival, paano nga ba ito nagsimula at ano ang mga unang pagrampa na kanilang itinampok sa festival na ito?
Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Isabel mula sa Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival dyan, syempre sa Queensland, as we had mentioned. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Isabel.
Thank you for having me. Kamusta?
Ayan, kamusta? Simulan natin, Isabel. Alam ko you've been very busy the past months or so. You've put up a great show dyan sa Queensland. But tell us, when did the Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival started?
Been very busy. I have no sleep, but my body's tired. But other than that, it has been amazing. Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival established itself in that name last year, but it started as a collaboration of three different entities: an events management, runway management on the Gold Coast, an emerging designers awards platform, and myself that I've been producing and directing shows in Brisbane. So 3 years ago, we thought, the more the merrier, strength in numbers, which is ticket sales, obviously. We banded together and formed Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival. The background of that, QAFF is the largest fashion creatives incubator in Australia. It's no one like us. So no matter how tired, how busy, it is worth it if you just saw the faces of those kids, kids from 15 to 72. You'd be so lucky to be in that space. So that's only been the past 3 years.
But what makes it different? Because I know Australia has Australian Fashion Week, and recently there's an Asian Fashion Week, which started in Sydney as well.
Yeah, in the Blue Mountains, yeah.
Yes, and I know across the world, people are looking after, or they wanted to go to Paris Fashion Week. There's London Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, a lot of fashion weeks across the globe. But what makes Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival unique?
This is where you go if you want to start. Those big names out there, they take you in after experiencing going through the ranks, all this. QAFF is where you start. It's your first week of modeling. You audition, you get in, which is like your enrollment, and you go through the training. So an incubator is a training ground. So once you leave that experience, you're well equipped with skills, network, and assets, which is runway footage and your images, right? So this is where you go to start. And we put you in a big production and get your body to move into the emotion where it's a little bit shocked, but not traumatized. And the difference between like us and how we do things for the people and the skills that they have, where we meet them on their level and we take them into experience and, you know, this motivation, inspiration on all that. It'll, you know, put it in one pot. But being in the middle of all of it, from not knowing to even having 10% added to your confidence, that makes us far, far different from everyone. And we're people first. You see fashion maybe 10%, which is, you know, it's great for your mental health.
Yeah. You have mentioned participants are from age 15 to 72.
Yes.
Or maybe over. So anyone with no experience at all to experience can join. Is that so?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So there's this concept of fair exchange, right? So if they invest in themselves, we invest in them. It's not just us that has to do the job. So when we see someone raise their hand, put effort in themselves, we give them a go as well. Anyone brave enough to put themselves in kind of like this rigorous training exercise. From this year, we did a casting in February, March, April, May, and June. So that's 5 months of training. And these people that come in, they don't have to pay us anything for this training.
So it's free to do training, but yeah. When is the show actually?
So we started Runway 1. We did a show for the launch. It was a full swimwear show back in the 29th of March. And then Runway 1 was on the 3rd of May. And that was Next Gen Runway. Always kind of like start with, you know, the new aspiring designers and then models that are on their first kind of year. And the following week, the 10th of May, was the flower show, which... I think other Filipinos would appreciate this. The flower show was originally named Flores de Mayo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and the concept of that is it's high fashion, it's faster. And at the end, you know, like what we did as kids, we would go to the church and we'd gather all the flowers to give to the mom, the mother, the matriarch figure. And we reverse that. At the end of the show, the models actually have a flower in their hand. And then they do a finale, but then they give it to the audience.
That's nice.
Take home. Yeah, so I pulled that out of, it's the same concept as, you know, it looks like a fashion parade, which I don't know if you've done, was it a Maria Clara kind of, or like Reina something?
Sagala.
Yeah, Sagala. I haven't. Yeah, I think I've heard that word once. So it's kind of like that. But there's a cultural message behind it. And following the flower show, this weekend we actually have another one. It's called Valor. It's focusing on men's mental health. You know, we've all had the, you know, women, you know, equality and Women's Day and all that, but we don't really talk about the men in our lives. So we put a spotlight on that. And then at the end of June, we have Circo, which is a costume design showcase.
Ooh.
So being in this experience for models, designers, they're stretched to experience everything. And we have a 2-day editorial shoot back to back. You really have to push yourself.
Yeah.
And we publish a magazine on top of that.
To showcase what you've shown
More like photos, like when we did the editorial day. So it's all this, 15 to 72 or over, they get to have this. Some of them didn't even know that they could have this in their lives.
So aside from Filipinos, what cultural backgrounds are usually joining the runway or to be a model or participant?
For the models, any, as long as you work hard. And the designers, the flower show alone, we had 9 designers. 7 of those are from basically, you know, other communities. We did have a Filipino designer, and we did have African Indian. I think we had a Canadian designer as well. So it just showcased a few different kind of like stories in there, which is makes the show.
At yan, napakinggan natin sa unang bahagi ng ating panayam kay Isabel ng Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival kung paano nga ba nagsimula mula sa tatlong kumpanya na nagsanibwersa para mabuo itong kanilang Arts and Fashion Festival. At sa taong ito, talaga namang nag-full blast sila sa kanilang mga iba't ibang mga runway show na sinimulan dyan sa bahagi ng Gold Coast o sa Queensland. At hindi lang mga modelo ang itinatampok dito dahil mga local fashion designers din mula dito sa Australia ang tampok na mga disenyo na kanilang inirarampa sa kanilang mga palabas. At sa ikalawang bahagi naman ng ating panayam, aalamin natin kung ano-ano nga ba yung mga hamon na kinakaharap ng ganitong industriya at ganun din para sa mga modelo na sumasali, lalong-lalo na doon sa mga walang masyadong karanasan sa pagmumodelo o sa pagrampa. At ano yung ibinibigay na oportunidad nitong Arts and Fashion Festival na ito para sa mga kababayan natin at sa kabuuan ng Australian Multicultural Community, particular dyan sa bahagi ng Queensland. Sa pagpapatuloy dito sa ating programa sa unang bahagi kanina, ay napakinggan natin kung paano nagsimula itong Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival na binuo ng kababayan natin na si Isabel kasama ang ilan sa kanyang mga kasamahan sa Queensland na hangad na maging bukas at tumanggap ng hindi lamang mga Filipino kundi ng mga modelo na rarampa sa mga fashion show na kanilang ginagawa, kundi bukas ito sa lahat ng kultura na mayroon sa Australia. At sa ating pagpapatuloy, aalamin naman natin yung mga hamon na kinakaharap nila sa pagbuo ng mga fashion show at ganitong mga kaganapan. Sa pagpapatuloy, sa panayam kay Isabel.
You're putting on a show, but what inspired you to do this? Do you have any background in doing fashion show or...
Yeah.
Are you a model or something?
I was a model for 5 minutes. I'm not going to go back. I did modeling for like a Filipino Barong brand thing, but in Australia, and it was 5 minutes. That was enough. But I've always loved, like, I think I love the logistics side of things. And then you put the creative on top. You know, building a show, it's more timing than and numbers than, you know, the clothes just come last. I'm very attracted to that. But my first fashion show was when I was 14. Do you know Angelicum Iloilo?
Yes.
Yeah, so I went there, little private school.
Yeah.
And to the nuns were very surprised as to what is this thing that's happening in their little hall. So that was the first taste of it. And then I really love the whole organizing everything. And then it evolved into, I did personal styling, you know, shopping with people. That was fun. And then evolved into doing runway, casino clothes, and now running the festival. So a little interest, that one little bit has grown into something like this, which is great. Gradual evolution.
You're putting on a glamorous show, showcasing the designers' designs, the clothes that they created for the festival. Models wear their makeup, their best self. But there's always challenges, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the biggest challenge for you putting a great show for the people and really empowering all the participants?
People are always challenging. In one space, when we did the flower show, we started with Zumba in the morning. My brother actually lives in Sydney and runs Zumba at Rudy Hill. And so, yeah, so we flew him. So start with that. And you kind of like the challenge is to set the tone all day. A 9 a.m. start and a, you know, 9 p.m. finish. That's asking a lot from these people. So you're challenged by their expectations, by their mood, by their, you know, their dreams for themselves. It's a constant thing. That's more challenging than money for the show. Because with these people, if you don't keep them happy or even explain to them why or how these things work, they might not come back. You lose your market. And at the end of the day, you are a business. So treading carefully, mindfully, yeah, respectfully, but every day is a challenge. It's everyone's kind of like dreams for themselves on the line, like including us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your biggest goal in really doing it annually? What's the vision for the fashion festival?
Annually, we would want to be secure. Hiring flowers is expensive. You would want to be secure in every move you make. It's not always going to be like that, but that's a dream. That's a big goal. And one day we will get there. And I kind of forget sometimes that we're only about 3 years old. We're still kind of like trying to learn how to walk. If we do it every year, it would be amazing. The platform itself, you know, it's nothing. There's nothing like it. And people starting to copy, flattering, very flattering. But I think that's the biggest goal, because you could be creative. You just run out of money.
Yeah, they say money runs the world.
Yeah, it is true. We are sort of a community and a high fashion event. There's a lot of heart in the middle of what we do, and I want to keep that going. Just need to make sure that, yeah, we're very secure, and now we get to feed people that are working on the show.
Support of the community is very important, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
For such an event to really flourish and to keep on going.
Yeah. It's nothing without them. So I have two other business partners in this and a committee, and we make up the committee of 10. And, you know, every day, like I said, is a struggle because everyone has to look after everyone. But like the other side of that, like if you sit with us for a day, you'd like, you know, everyone kind of like just says how crazy this thing is. We're very proud.
Yeah. Isabel, I want to step back a bit. Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that you arrived in Australia when you were around 20.
Yeah.
What was it like for you first time arriving in Queensland? Or did you arrive in Queensland?
No, Sydney.
So arriving in Sydney.
Yeah.
More than 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'm very lucky. I have lots of family there. It extends from, like, I think from my cousins were then at Bondi, and then my brother lives on the northwest, Sydney, so just Rouse Hill area. And when I landed, you know, had to go to school and all these things, but I didn't really have a culture shock because, like, I've been here before. I've, you know,
visited
and had, like, living that life. There was no culture shock at all. Everyone just spoke a little bit faster for me. But over time, it's kind of like you mold into that. Transportation wise, it was like, yeah, a train to Blacktown doesn't hurt. I don't even remember public transport in the Philippines. But, you know, locally, like, there have been a few challenges. Like, you don't know anyone.
So yeah.
You just have to, like, put this brave face on while trying to, like, work and study at the same time. Then eventually do a full-time work and then kind of, like, have that Australian corporate experience, which is like in Sydney, it's like a George Street situation, you know?
Yeah. UCBD.
Like, you know, you stumble from Queen Victoria to the Hilton to establishment and so on. I did have all that and it was great, but didn't really kind of like feel uncomfortable, which I think, you know, I'm very lucky. But sometimes I do see the new batch of students that come in.
Yeah.
You can pick them. And then kind of like reflect, like, well, I've moved over from that stage to, yeah.
So we can say that you had a good life starting in Sydney and then moved to Queensland.
But
mention, what did you study in the university?
I did finance management and accounting. I did nursing first.
Oh, wow.
Surprise. But you know how, like, you do something and you just feel like it's not for you?
Yeah.
It was that. And I don't know, I operate in such a speed where it's this thing and then I just give it a little bit and then it move on to the next, which is kind of like, again, I feel lucky to be able to do that. But career-wise, if you talk about career, it was like such polar opposite of being in a corporate job. And suddenly, I'll just do shows.
Why is that? I mean, why did you give up the corporate life?
As we change, as we grow older or younger, as we grow older, we look younger. Our bodies change and our ideas and perspectives change. I felt like I did my stint in corporate. I was doing it for like 15 years, until that last bit of it where I found myself swiveling in my chair. I knew like that's it.
I have
I
to
was
get out of here.
I have to get out of here like that. But I was working in superannuation for the building industry. So that was the world, daily, every day, the culture, the language. And suddenly I, not that I outgrew it, but I just found myself dreaming of something else. Yeah, and I thought like I'll be just more in fashion.
What's your dream with this fashion industry slash modeling and creating events?
I want it to be, here's a word that everyone throws around. Yeah. They want it to be diverse and inclusive, but it ends up being a tokenism move. But the recent two runways that we've had, when we talk about inclusivity and diversity, it was shown that I wanted it to be diverse and inclusive, both at the front, like on the runway, and at the back. And this includes capacities for neurodiverse people, for from 15 to 72, or if there's someone who's like 89 that wants to give it a go, we'd create space for that and be really like in that, that sense, that language, include everyone, but also, of course, be mindful of capacities and be diverse. Like there's no, I we don't even see, race, color, age. Like we
Just like
just.
everyone.
Yeah, just everyone. And I think we've been fighting for those terms for a long time, to be inclusive, to be diverse on the runway and all these things. But it always has to be based on people's capacity. So as we open up our doors for the next few years, every year a new lot of people come to cast. Like we really need to look at people as people, not any other factors that make themselves. And that would be, if we continue doing that and given space and support to do that every year, that's a tick, tick, tick every year.
You have mentioned earlier the events happening until the end of June, but is there
Yes.
any other upcoming events?
Like after June?
Yes, after June.
Yeah. After June, we move on to, so the Gold Coast City Council gets asked to build runways for the existing festivals that they have. So this main beach festival, we do a show, close the street down, we do a show in the middle. 2 weeks after that is Burley, Burley Heads. Like they have a Burley Beats Festival, it's called, and they shut the street down and do a show there too. So these people that join us from, like for this year and do the festival, it extends up to end of September. And with the same business partners, we also own Rise to the Runway, which is an emerging designer and model program. And that kicks off again in like October. So there's training, training, training. And next year, February, will be a competition for Rise to the Runway. So we're looking at nationwide competitors for this, for designers and models. And once Rise to the Runway is finished, rest a little bit, and we go again with the festival.
At yan, napakinggan natin na ikalawang bahagi ng ating panayam kay Isabel at ang mga hamon na kinakaharap sa industriya ng Arts and Fashion Festival. Ano, sinabi nga niya dyan, syempre yung budget at yung pagsasaayos ng mga programa dahil buong taon, punong-puno sila ng mga kaganapan. At nito ngang July ay may mga kaganapan dyan sa bahagi ng Main Beach kung saan magaganap ang Main Beach Fashion Show, ganun din ang Burley Heads Festival. At sa mga susunod pang buwan, marami pa silang mga programa na kanilang pinaghahandaan. At sa huling bahagi naman, paano nga ba ipinapasok ni Isabel ang kanyang pagka-Pilipino sa Arts and Fashion Festival na ito at iba pang mga kaganapan kaugnay nito. At sa huling bahagi ng ating panayam kay Isabel at ano nga ba ang kanyang, sabi nga ay Filipino take on dito sa Arts and Fashion Festival na kanilang sinimulan dyan sa bahagi ng Queensland. Sa huling bahagi ng ating panayam.
I remember when I was a child, when boys or men wear pink or some flowery clothings or tops or whatever, there tend to be parang napagkakamalan sila that they're not men enough. Yeah. But now it's different. We live in a different world right now, isn't it?
It's refreshing, but like society being taught that, pink is for girls, blue is for boys. But when you that's in like a when you look at it, it's like a little just a little pocket in society that has that mindset. But when you go out into the world and you watch like Gucci, for example, that would dress men in red or in pink, no one laughs about it. So to change kind of like perspectives and notions about the fashion industry in color, like that's still, I think it's still a long way to go. It has started, but like QAFF and what it does in little pockets in society starts educating people that they are clothes. There's no color, there's no gender, it's just people.
Yes, definitely. Can you share an interesting and memorable story that has been shared to you from one of your participants, or maybe from the models or from the designers that would inspire other people to at least look at fashion weeks or fashion festivals and try it?
Fashion is a $17.4 billion industry alone. That big number, you'll be surprised. There's space for everyone. In saying that, that means you can include yourself. You can raise your hand. You can, give yourself like back yourself to go into it. And it's not wrong. You didn't do anything wrong if you didn't get through. It's just a timing thing. But last weekend, 2 weeks ago, we did the editorial shoot on the Gold Coast and then in Brisbane. But on when we were on the Gold Coast, this one model, she's about 60 something. And she sat next to me, and like blonde hair, European looking, and she's about 170 centimeters. So I'm just a little bit taller than her. I think it's about 5'4", roughly. She sits next to me. It's like so crowded. We're all bunched up like this under the tree, and we were watching this Filipino festival in front of us. And she goes like, "Oh, I like that," and then turns around and says, "I know I've said this to you on a DM, but thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this. I never thought, like I'm old." And I don't stand like, 6 foot tall. My skin's like starting to sag and all these things. And I thought like, oh, she said, allow her to join. And like, we didn't like just allow you to join. You like stepped up. And I thought like from that moment, it kind of the idea and the perspective I have for the show, for the festival that we've built, like it just didn't showcase fashion. Again, it like opened up for all these people, which is, that's more than any model lineup or a designer rack there. It really kind of like, whoa, made me step back a bit and think like the impact we've made. Special.
We've been talking about you wanting the Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival open to everyone, but we can't take away the fact that you have your Filipino roots. How are you able to incorporate your heritage as well in putting up this show?
There's I grew up in Iloilo, and it's always, like the soft spoken, while I'm being
Malambing, yes.
gentle way. I am not that in real life. I move very fast and think very fast. But I think what the setting of the shows are, and you're putting care in front of everything that you do speak to them softly but firmly. Like Carino Brutal, like it's always kind of like that. It's like you can't do that, but just you just say it in a
Nice.
very nice way. It's like hala, but like it. So I put kind of like how I remember growing up being treated in, and like at home or at school. Kind of like just put that, like it's not literally a filter or anything, but it comes out every time that we are in front of everyone and we have to deal with situations. So a lot of people kind of like have gravitated to how we deliver that. I talk to my team and say like this, looking at it this way. And my inner Elonga is like, whoa, so impressed. But other than that, it's I think it's the care that I grew up with. It transfers on onto that.
Yeah, aside from the care, the glam of doing a fashion festival, what legacy do you want to live by? I know it's still a long way for you to really leave that legacy, but what do you want people to really remember and think about when they hear about the Queensland Arts and Fashion Festival?
I want them to think about opportunity. I had an opportunity to be myself as I stepped on the runway. I had an opportunity to be myself in that shot. Just opening up that space for people to experience it. That's a good leave it with that. If you don't create that space, opportunity is not going to come. Like you have to copy paste all of it every single time. Because there's, kids grow up. They'll be 15. Everyone clicks onto, 15. So we have to leave that open. There was this one, I went to dinner on Friday night, and this model, she's a mom, 35 years old, and she said, the moment I stepped foot on that, on my first walk, I felt like me. And I've never had that. So opportunity is great. Leave the door open. I think they'll come. They will. It's fun here, but yeah, it's something I think people deprive a lot of people from. And like my business partners and I talk about this every day. Like that's the top thing. We made this because when we grew up, like we didn't have the opportunity to just go all crazy with set design or model choreography or pick the fashion. So it's kind of like that's the drive. Keep the doors open.
Filipinos are very sociable, but
Yeah.
there are a numbers of us who are afraid or maybe shy to put forward themselves. What's your words of advice or at least tips to them to really try something that they wanted?
Yeah. I mentor a lot of stylists. I teach them how to set up their business and teach styling as well. Sometimes, well, most of the time, the first thing when an opportunity comes, it's fear straight away. Like it's an automatic thing, But you prepare yourself, you close your eyes while you take that step. The next thing you know, you're on the other side. Just like move. I know that saying, move as fast as you can, kind of sounds silly because no one should be, it sounds careless. But move as fast as you can so that fear doesn't have time to catch up. Like, and they'll be fine.
Is there anything else that you want to share or say to our Kababayans listening and to our listeners as well?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me again. It's been, I had like a few memory lane things there. But what I have been trying to build over the years as, as a person, and as a professional in this industry, I hope for the years to come the community would support it. I hope for the years to come that communities would join it. Like I said, leave the doors open. There's no sense of shutting it down or anything, but come to Queensland. We're also a premier show. I know that some exist here, but we're also a premier show. But it's the love and care at the start and making moves to change people's lives. And even if we can add 10% to the confidence that they already have, like that's the job done. So come to Queensland. It's warmer here.
And the warmth of people as well.
And the warmth of the people, warmth of weather, warmth of people. QAFF is a premier platform, and I hope that every year we do it, we increase numbers, because not all of us had the chance when we were younger to do something like this, but here it is now.
Thank you so much, Isabel, and all the best for Queensland
Thank
Arts and
you.
Fashion Festival.
Thank you so much. So fun.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.